Hi there, this is Lori Hughes of Four Leg Rehab Incorporated, your place for online canine rehab education. Now, in today's business and marketing audio, I wanted to talk about Facebook and Facebook strategies. So, okay, I will tell you, I am not the absolute guru on Facebook, but I can tell you what's working for us and a little bit about what I have learned. So, along the way, I have taken a number of different marketing courses, and some of them have talked about, you know, all the different online strategies. So I have learned about Facebook through there. I have followed some training by a lady who runs a educational website and some other training called Snout School. And then I have done some free training on, there's another one called Get 10,000 Fans, and it's all about Facebook, but I actually bought one of their courses and haven't had the time to watch it yet. So anyways, it's not from them. But, so these are some things that I have picked up along the way and some stuff that I can tell you has worked for our clinic. So, Facebook can absolutely be a really good marketing tool, a really good marketing tool that is free, well, can be free, or cheap, really, to market and promote your clinic. And to build a community, because that's the other aspect, is that you are trying to build this community that everybody feels, you know, interested and just part of what you're doing. Alrighty, actually, I'm just taking notes about other things. It's like, oh my gosh, things I want to tell you. Okay, good. So, first off, you're going to go and you're going to figure out how to create your Facebook page. And it's really not that hard. You're going to, and I would do it as a business, okay? So not a personal Facebook page. And you will need a personal Facebook page. Oh gosh, you will need a personal Facebook page to be, to be able to build a business page. And or rather, you want a personal Facebook page because you're going to be able to tie that into helping out your business page. Alrighty, oh, more notes I'm taking for myself. Whew. And I thought I had thought of everything. Okay, so you're going to do that, and it's going to ask you all of your information about your clinic and where you're located, and it'll build all that in for you. What kind of a service you are, you can, you know, it'll ask you to write the about your service page, and it'll walk you through all these different things. So you're just going to have to do that and pick your pictures and your background picture and all of that. So now you've got your Facebook page. Now the first thing you're going to do once you have your Facebook page, and you're going to want to have one. Let's say you are in a big vet practice or even a small vet practice, but if you have a standalone rehab department, okay, that it is its own department, you want to grow that department, give that department its own Facebook page, okay, because really, the people who are interested in your rehab stuff are different than the people who are interested in the clinic as a whole. And your message gets so mixed up and just too large if you're trying to run a Facebook page that covers everything in your clinic. So now, if you're a small clinic and rehab is just like a little extra sideline thing that you offer, then you can likely get away with just doing a Facebook page for your whole clinic. But for a rehab department or a standalone rehab center or private person, you know, one man show that's doing mobile, you want your own Facebook page. Okay. Now, so first you've got that. So first you're going to do is you're going to go and you are going to like other rehab places. Okay. So other places that do rehab, and you can likely click in the search bar rehab and see what comes up and go ahead, like Canine Fitness Center, and you can like, Four Leg Rehab, and those are mine, obviously, but go around and like all the other rehab places that you can, you know, and fair enough, maybe not your competition, but do all of those ones. Okay. Then you, well, you know what, you can like your competition, but then all of your people are going to say, oh, you know, Canine Fitness Center likes, you know, name of your competition. You can do it just to check up on what they're doing. So maybe it's kind of smart, but anyways, you can think about that and how that works in your local area. Okay, like local rescues and shelters, local pet supply stores, because these are all going to be places that are going to be posting information that is you can share. Okay, dog cartoons, and I think there's a page just simply called Dog Cartoons. Huffington Post, I kind of like the stuff. They often have nice warm and fuzzy stuff on Huffington Post. Dog photographers, sporting dog groups, dog magazines like Clean Run, different places that provide rehab products. So, you know, I just did a quick search. So this is not everybody that's out there, and it's not everybody I have liked, but I know there are pages for, you know, Hero Braces and OrthoPets. I know there are pages for SpectraVet and Response Systems, and there's pages for Eddie's Wheels, for example. So at my clinic, we like all of those ones. And what that does for me is when I go into my feed, when I click home, it'll show me what all of these places have posted, which is great. I can like them, and that's a nice warm and fuzzy building a community with those different groups. But, and then hopefully they will like my pages, share what I share, but then I can share their posts. So anything that's relevant, I can share their posts and or simply get some ideas, right? Okay, so you've gone in, you have liked a number of different Facebook things, okay? Now, what have I got next? Now what you're going to do is you're going to figure out, well, first off, you're going to figure out when to post, okay? So when to post is, well, basically it's a bit of a trial and error, but you want to select different times, okay, and mix it up, whether it's day or evening. And you may come to find that, you know, different segments of your fans like posts at different times of day, right? So there might be ones that, you know, think about it. When are people on Facebook? Likely in the evening. Or they're sitting at work and they've got coffee break at whatever, 10, noon, 3, whatever. So you might want to look at, okay, those are what I want to post. Now, I want you to recognize in through the... Oh, and make sure you get some weekends on there too, okay? Now, you want to actually be posting daily or twice a day. So I know a lot of you are going, oh my word, I can't do that. I'm actually treating dogs, Lori. Here's the fabulous thing is you can schedule posts, and this is a huge lifesaver. So if you go onto your post, you're going to write a post, and it's down at the bottom of where you're typing in the post, and I think it's on the left-hand side, or you have to press the settings anyways, and it'll show you something that looks like, I think it looks like a clock, or it looks like a teardrop. I should have had my computer in front of me when I'm doing this, but anyways, and if you click there, it will allow you to schedule the post. So you can schedule the post for every day of the week if you want. So you could basically, figure out and say, okay, I'm going to sit here on my Monday morning when I don't have clients, and I am going to go and schedule the post for the whole week. So this can be huge. So you could sit there for half an hour or an hour or whatever it takes, and you can schedule this. You can do this as your marketing activity, and you're set for that week, really. Now, the trick with scheduling posts is that you're going to want to find the original source and create a new post to schedule it. So let's say I go on and well, let's just say Foreleg. Foreleg has a post that I'm like, ooh, that's a good one. Okay. Now, if I go to share that post, I can't schedule it. I have to share it right then and there. But let's say Foreleg, well, actually, so that's not a good, let's say Canine Fitness Center then, because we do more of it there. Canine Fitness Center shares something that was originally found on Huffington Post. So I could click on that. I go to the original source, which is Huffington Post. I can do a cut and paste of the URL, right? The browser bar. Cut and paste. That's the web address for where that post lives. So now I go back to my Facebook page and I type in there, here's some really cool information on, we got one now that's getting a lot of likes, cool information on how senior dogs, their emotional attachment changes as they become seniors. So I can say, ooh, that's a really good one. So I can go, I can write up my post and say, you know, here's some really cool information about emotional attachment in older dogs. And then I'm going to paste that link in through there. I schedule that post to go out on Wednesday at 10 a.m. Boom, that one's set and ready to go. Okay, so that's pretty cool in through there. If then, you know, it's whatever day and I am looking at a post and let's say one of the other pages that I like has posted something there, I can share that and I can share that. So when I share it, that's going to happen real time. So that's going to happen right then and there. So it's likely good you can have a mix of those, and that is how you're going to end up being able to post more than once a day. You can schedule your posts that are going to go out the once a day, and then you can throw some other posts in on that in the other times of day. The reason you want to do that is because the more you're putting stuff out there, the more likely it's going to show up on other people's feeds, what they see, okay? And that's going to help build your audience, okay? So I'm just trying to figure out, it's like, oh my gosh, I got so much information and it's all written on a page and it's in all different areas. So let's go next to what to post. So what to post? So from your own perspective, well, first off, you can do other interesting articles, cartoons, cute pictures with sayings, any of this stuff those are kind of all stuff then that others have produced, other content that's out there, whether you yourself are the person who does it or you have a staff member that it's like, okay, make this the Monday morning job or whatever, go through your, do a web search, a Google search on a Monday morning that looks at what are some good dog-related news, okay, and you can find some of that stuff. You can also then look at all of your feeds, so your dog cartoons, your Huffington Post, your what the others are posting. So those are your interesting articles, various things like that. You can then also post different cases and your patients. So maybe it's a dog doing something really cool. So they're doing an exercise with the FitPaws equipment. It's a success story of, oh yay, you know, this is Muffin Top, and Muffin Top successfully finished his rehab, recovering from his cruciate repair. You can put on information about certain conditions. So, you know, this is so-and-so, and he's got an arthritic hip, but he's feeling much better now that he's been conditioning with our underwater treadmill, yada, yada, yada. Okay, using your different pieces of equipment, showing your laser, your e-stim, any of that sort of stuff that talks about cases and patients. Now, of course, you are asking the owner's permission to use it. And we actually have on our intake form, we have a little box that we put on here. Please sign here if you do not, in bold, wish your picture of your animal to be utilized for our marketing purposes. So most times people don't sign it, which is exactly what we want. And so we can use it, but just out of courtesy. And because our clients are always there, we always ask permission from the owners. Oh, do you mind if I put a picture of so-and-so? And we only ever use first names, right? And we don't tag the owners. So it's just basically, here is Muffin Top. Now, the other thing in there, too, to think about is news and information and various things that are pertinent to staff members. So maybe you've got a staff member who is, so-and-so is going on vacation in Hawaii. Oh, we'll miss her so much. And we're hoping she brings back some sunshine when she returns in a week. Whatever. Because people like to know that what's going on in the lives of the people that are working with their dogs. So you can also post those kind of things. Okay? And then not to forget, and I just put this in because we do sometimes forget, is to put in your promotions and your offers. So you're having a sale on this supplement. You're having a special this week, you're offering a bonus, or you're giving a lecture or a course or a webinar. So use this for different promotions and offers and those sorts of things as well. Now, that the last conference that I went to, and I did a business and marketing or co-taught a business and marketing session, and you know, it was asked, well, do you do pay-per-click? And pay-per-click are the advertisements. You can pay for an advertisement, and then every time somebody clicks on that ad, so it would come up, every time someone clicks on that ad, then you have to pay whatever it's, and I don't know how it works because I don't use it. You pay for whatever, 2 cents, 4 cents, 5 cents for every click. Okay, but you know what? And I say, no, I don't do that because I think you get a lot of tire kickers, right? So you get the people who are like, oh, what's that? Oh, I'm not interested in that. Okay, but what I do is I will put money on to boost a post. Okay, and when I boost a post, and when you boost a post, that's basically you are, and I don't put on any more than $5, quite honestly, because $5 seems to work out well. $5 over a 3-day period means that it will get in front of who I want it to get in front of. And I can choose just the people who like my page. I can choose people who like my page and their friends, or I can do a target audience. So I can say everybody in Calgary between, you know, female, between the ages of, let's say, 30 and 55. And I can select my market like that. But then again, that's a bit of a crapshoot. I like to either put it in front of all of my existing clients or my existing clients, or rather, people who like my page and their friends. So with that, I can boost that post, which means I am paying to make sure it goes in front of those people. The way the Facebook algorithm works now is Facebook has decided what you care about based on what you have clicked on before. So you may notice that if you look, you get a whole pile of, you know, oh my goodness, I am getting all sorts of stuff from Huffington Post, or I'm getting a whole pile of stuff from this or that. And one person noticed, it's like, oh my gosh, I once clicked that I liked this thing about, you know, stopping dog abuse. And she said, and now all I keep getting in my feed are more pictures of abused dogs and you know, stop dog abuse. And it's like, you know what? Oh, I can't stand that I'm seeing all these horrible pictures. You know what? Don't like those then, because that's what Facebook says. Oh, she likes ones that show up these pictures of poor abused dogs and, you know, not that you like that, but that you like the people are fighting it. So the whole point is Facebook is deciding what you as a person want to see. And if, you know, if in all of your friends, you never like the stuff that Joe down the street posts, so then pretty soon Facebook realizes, yeah, she's really not that into Joe. And so they don't show you the stuff that Joe is posting. So if you boost a post, now you're a little more guaranteed to get in front of all of the people who like your page. I think it worked out. I think I read once it's like 10 to 20%. If you don't boost a post, you can only expect to be getting in front of 10 to 20% of your fans. That amount is going to be seeing your page. So if you want more people to see it, boost the post. Now, what kind of posts would you boost? I would say only boost the posts that bring people back to something about you. So boosting stuff, your promotions, your offers, your cases, your patients. So let's say the rehab place in, you know, rehab place in Santa Barbara, California, and they post this really cool stuff, and yeah, it's a great thing. I can share that, I can like it, I can schedule that post, but I'm not going to boost that post because it doesn't necessarily do anything that brings anything back to my clinic. Now, if let's say that clinic is far enough away, it's not going to be my competition, and I can say, here's an excellent article, video, whatever, on such and such. Did you know that we also offer that service at the Canine Fitness Center? Then it makes sense to boost that post. So hopefully you're following me on that one. Okay. Now, I got that. Who do you let post? So there's a difference between administrators and editors. So we've got a few administrators on Canine Fitness Center, okay, but we have added extras that would be editors, and the editors can then boost posts. So, and this is what I wanted, so that, you know, the gals that do my underwater treadmill or my front desk person can also put up something during the day. So let's say a dog comes in, it's really great, they take a great picture, they ask the owners, it's good, can we put it on Facebook? Yes. I want more people to be able to do that, so that more people are posting on Canine Fitness Center, so that it is showing up more often. So I have put on there some different staff members that can be editors. Now, you need to have rules for your people that are admin and editors. And the rule is, first thing, you only want stuff that's positive. So in reference to patients or staff members and things like that, I have heard things of people saying, you know, they had a staff member post something that was like, oh my gosh, stupid people are driving me crazy, you know, and they make some reference to that. And it's like, oh, you don't do that. Do not do that. So only things that are positive, right? You don't want really anything that's too controversial or too adversarial. So, you know, just being careful to do things like, you know, raw feeding versus kibble. There are people that are really, you know, very, that's like, dog food is like religion, okay? Which also says, don't post about religion and don't post about politics. Because those are all things that, you know what, your business should be not about those things. So don't do anything that can be very polarizing, okay? There. So that is the majority of things. Now, I get my three extra things. Now, every time you post, make sure you like your own post, okay? And this is just, you know, Facebook starts to look at how many people like the post that you're putting up. So make sure you like your own post. So you can do that your business likes your own post. And then you might as well, if you're personally on Facebook, you personally like your own post. I ask my staff members that, you know, if they feel comfortable with it, to like the posts that go up. Okay. And now here's another trick, and I haven't done this, but, you know, maybe have a few other fake names or a fake business. And it's a fake business can be something that it's like, it's just something that you create, and all, you're not a real business. You're just a Facebook page that, maybe you post, you just share other stuff that are dog related. So Dog Lover 101, whatever, that you can post. You could post things that you find on there. From there, you can have Dog Lover 101 also like everything on your own business page. I haven't gotten into that. That's part of, you know, this whole Facebook 101 and get 10,000 fans. Some of those, they have really intricate strategies. I haven't gotten into that, but I'll just pass that along. Okay. Word of caution, who you yourself personally want to friend. So if you have a bunch of clients and they start friending you, I'm careful about that. I will only friend people that I friend my sporting dog clients, because I actually like them as people. And I know the kind of stuff they post, and if their dog does well, I like that their dog does well. So with that, I have had some weird, crazy people. I do not friend weird, crazy people. And if I have people that I don't know and they send me a friend request, I look to see who else are their friends. Are they just somebody out of the blue friending me? And if so, well then, no thank you. And if there's someone, it's like, okay, so I had one, it's like, she was friends with a client of mine, so I asked this client of mine, I'm like, who is so-and-so? She sent me a friend request, she's like, oh, she has a dog that's related to mine. I'm like, okay, fine. So I do have some friends, people that have friended me that I really don't know exactly who they are, but through their connections, I'm like, okay, fine. Now, personally, I do not post anything that's too, too crazy, in through there. Nothing that I would be concerned of my clients seeing, my mother, my grandmother, my, you know, important people seeing. So nothing that's terribly horrible. And I don't then go and make, again, on my personal Facebook page, I do not make comments about religion or politics or anything in that note. I don't make comments about it. So just realizing that your personal page, if you're a professional and you are associated with your business, just you have to think about that. You are always in the spotlight. Okay. Then lastly, if you, let's say, so we had this happen where we posted that one, maybe you saw it. It's the turtle. They built him kind of a wheelchair or a set of wheels because he had some injury. So we had one client who was going on, oh my goodness, and she was really negative about handicapped animals, and this was terrible, and people have too much time in their hands, and what a waste, and some animals just need to be put down. And it's like, oh my gosh, we can't let that be on our page. Like, you know, how unwarm and fuzzy is that? You can remove those posts. You can remove those posts and either ban the person who did it, which we've had to do that once. There was one lady who was just ranting and raving she shouldn't have to pay for an initial assessment because the neurologist told her what's wrong with her dog already. I was like, really? And anyways, she didn't get that we actually need to see the dog to look at it and assess them from a different perspective. We ended up having to ban her because she was just getting, you know, this is ridiculous. It's all about money. No, I actually need to assess your dog. So we banned her. She cannot post anything to our page. We had this other lady that posted about the turtles. We hid her post. And to hide her post, you can hide it so that she can see that we took the post down, or we can hide it so only she can see that post. So she has no idea that we have hidden that post from everybody else. So we did that because she's still a client of ours. And even though she has bad, words not come out of my mouth and head, judgment. So she has bad judgment on what she should be posting on her business page. We didn't want her to get all upset that we were, you know, banning her or taking down her post. So if she goes back onto her page, she can still see her post that says turtles should be killed if they can't walk, or whatever ridiculous thing she posted. She can still see it, but nobody else can. So that's what we've done. Okay. So, and I had one guy ask me return on investment. So return on investment. So let's say I did a massage 101 for dog owners, and the massage 101 for dog owners, that I had done, I did it because I had clients wanting me to do something. And so I put it up, alerted all the people I've got on my list, our email list that we've got, let them all know, and I also put it up on Canine Conditioning and Sporting Dog, whatever, the Facebook group. And the lady who ran the Facebook group, she was great. She basically was all over that. Oh, this is fabulous. Yeah, she kept promoting it for me too. So here's what happened. I spent, and I just tallied it up the other day, it was like $56 to promote that post. So every time I put it up on Facebook and all the rest, I would put $5 on that, right? I boost the post for $5. So I spent a total of $56. Now we had, 53 people sign up for the course. So I will tell you that I made about $5,400, somewhere in that ballpark. Let's say $5,500 on that, on that campaign. Now, through the Facebook, well, I think maybe only five people that were our clients already, and I will say because then when they signed up and paid for the course, and you know, it was, we've done it through PayPal, so you can see, and they provide the address. You know what? Only about five of these people were actually local, which means that 48 of them had seen the post somewhere and had decided to sign up for it. So basically, what does that end up being? Like 1,000% return on investment. So you're boosting your posts actually can be quite beneficial. And that's just a real-time example I can give you. It would become harder to track if you're getting them to come in. But let's say you're getting them to come in and purchase something. You have a special on supplements. You can then say, you know, bring in this Facebook ad, or mention that you saw this ad on Facebook to receive this special promotion or special offer or this bonus gift or whatever. You can then track how many people came in, how many and how many dollars they spent versus how much you put out, and figure out your return on investment. So anyways, all in all, I think Facebook marketing is an excellent economic way to market your rehab practice. And that is the very simplified version of how to use Facebook for marketing your business. And I hope that helps you. And until next time, cheers.